Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. And we've got Larry on his phone down south there in the Southland. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
Before we get rolling here, I wanted to just make sure everybody understands April 19th is coming up. It's on Monday. April 19th is a bad day because it's a day of bloodshed. It's an occult day. So expect possibly a false flag event here in America, somewhere, somehow. Remember, Oklahoma City occurred then. Branch Davidians was on April 19th. And I had thought that the Boston Marathon was on April 19th, but I looked it up, and it's actually April 15th that occurred. April's a bad day or a bad month for bloodshed. And we also remember that Biden's jab for everyone was to be ready on April 19th through May Day. It's a 13-day occult fire blood ritual series of days that we're entering into on April 19th. Now, you can't tell me that Biden just selected that date on his own. There's a reason why they select these dates. And the occult always signs everything with numbers or dates. That's how they work. Anyway, and didn't it said headline, 5,800 fully vaccinated Americans have contracted COVID-19. 74 are dead. Isn't that interesting? Okay, so on April 19th, you may remember the demonic arches to Satan were raised in New York and on London on April 19th. So, as I said, we have 13 days of preparation to May 1st. On April 19th is the first day of the 13-day satanic ritual day relating to fire. The fire god, Baal, or Moloch, Nimrod, the sun god, also known as a Roman god, Saturn, Satan the devil. This day is a major human sacrifice day demanding fire sacrifice with an emphasis actually on children. This day is one of the most important human sacrifice days, and as such has had some very important historic events that have occurred on this day. And of course, Oklahoma City was a horrendous situation. A lot of blood was shed, but on when they invaded the Branch Davidians, that was a satanic ritual to kill the Christians. And anyway, I just wanted to let everybody know that. And here's a little interesting article, and then I know that Larry has something on Fauci. White House studying how to cause all, both small and great, Christians, of course, to submit to the injections. Now, you got to be very, very careful here because this is not the first article that's come out and said it's the Christians that are the problem. White House press secretary said on Monday that the Biden administration was looking for ways to conduct outreach to white conservative communities where the coronavirus vaccine hesitancy runs high. Nearly half of white evangelicals said they do not want the coronavirus vaccine, and about half of Republican men feel the same way. This presents the Biden administration with an acute challenge, since conservative whites, look how they work this, tended to support Donald Trump. So here they are once again demonizing the Christian whites. Well, there are a lot of Christian blacks There are a lot of Christian Hispanics, but see, they're trying to incite a race war, tribal warfare. Remember when Jesus said nation against nation, ethnic group against ethnic group. Look it up. That's what it means. Ethnic group against ethnic group. In other words, tribal warfare. And, of course, the deep state loves that, because if you got everybody fighting everybody else, they can sit back and it's a divide and conquer. And anyway, what have you think about that, Larry, and about Fauci? I have no regard for Fauci. As far as I'm concerned, my opinion is the guy ought to be hanging from a gallows for his crimes against humanity.
Well, it was pretty interesting that I saw Jim Jordan today in a committee trying to get anything out of Fauci other than rhetoric. And he could simply get no truth other than apparently we're going to be in a state of emergency and wear masks and take the jab and basically have no constitutional rights forever. That appeared to be what the thrust of the questioning was, and that Fauci seemed to indicate you're never going to get out of it. But on the other hand, I'm sure you know Peter Navarro, who he is.
Yes.
You know, he was with the White House, you know, under Trump. Anyway, at 4 o'clock this evening, he came on Steve Bannon's War Room on American Voice Channel and said something that I actually had to make notes on real quick because wow, my ears lit up. Here's what he said, and this is close to exactly what he said I could write. And this is mm-hmm. not a claim, and you know Peter Navarro's not stupid. This is not a claim that he just threw out there. This is exactly what he said, and I like your opinion. He said, and this is Peter Navarro talking, he said, Fauci owns COVID-19. He funded the Wuhan, China bioweapons lab, and he knew this was there. He owns it. Maybe the father of this weapon. What do you think?
Yeah, they pretty much proved it. In fact, I've seen pictures of Fauci in Wuhan, in that lab. So yeah, oh yeah. There's deep state's behind all this. They want to kill off the human race as much as they can get away with. Deagle.com, you know, the reduction of American people down to 100 million. Well, we've got like 340 million people here in America. That's quite a large reduction. And there's several ways you can do it. And biowarfare is by far the best way because you can't really prove anything. And chemical warfare, basically you can prove where that came from, even though it's very effective. And, of course, you can have nuclear war. You know, I call it nuclear urban renewal. And this is what they're heading for. And I want to get in, as we get along here, into what's going on in Ukraine. There's a lot of stuff that's really, really bad. But here's something that I found really interesting, and it relates to total apostasy, total confusion in Babylon, America, because Babylon means confusion. Listen to this one. Stunning number of Americans don't hold a biblical world view, best described as I can't even pronounce that word, collection of beliefs and behaviors. You can't reconcile these things. They're so opposite each other. A new study by long-term evangelical Christian researcher George Barner finds that 94% of Americans do not hold a biblical worldview. And people want to know why why America is going the way it's going? Yeah, well, I guess, what do you say, Larry? What do you say to that?
Well, walk outside anywhere in America and look up and down the street and see if you see a lot of rhetoric for Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's a name that's almost foreboding, though. You don't want to use that word. But that's what Jesus said. He said, the time's coming when everybody's going to hate you for my name's sake, and we're here. And it's just amazing to watch America turn against Christ, the very one that gave them all the blessings they have inherited. And now all we've done is turn our back on him. And, of course, all the curses of Deuteronomy 28, we've inherited most of them. Our country's gone, and the only thing that's going to stop any of this from now on is the hand of the Lord, because the timing isn't right. But I wrote a blog on the mystery of 4:11, and I wish people would go read it, because it starts, it kind of presents either we are going immediately, and I say immediately within the next 2 months, into major conflict and probable world war, maybe not, but likely, or at least America will take a couple of hits. And it's just amazing, the timing. Here we are on May 20th, coming up on the 13th, 35th day from the star sign. And blessed is he that waiteth until the 13th, 35th day. Exactly 3 days later, on the 13th, 38th day, is Pentecost. And, of course, his argument over all this, you can go to Israel and you can find all kinds of dates depending on what Enoch calendar, the Lord's calendar. So it's very, very confusing. But anyway, with everything that's going on, folks, if you have not prepared, you're a very foolish person, as best as you can. And rely, because if we get into a war, it's all over for the United States. It's done. It wouldn't matter if they took out 4 cities or even 2. It would be a mess, because people are going to panic, and they're going to run for the hills. If one American city was hit with a nuke, they will be running for the rest of the cities will be vacated. People, and that's going to be bedlam. Where are they going to go? All the land outside of your city areas is basically owned by farmers. It's all private land. So you can't go park it out there, and on it goes. Anyway, let's go with this first one, Larry. Breaking news. The United States Congress has just been informed by the President of the United States. He's declaring a national emergency with respect to the unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security, foreign policy, and the economy of the United States posed by a specified harmful foreign activities of Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. How many years did we go through that? 3? 4? And it was all a lie. It's all a lie now. Folks, I hate to tell you this, but Russia is not the aggressor. Russia has every right to defend Crimea. It has every right, Donetsk and the other breakaway places. It was America and the CIA that is causing all of this problem, and that's exactly what the Bible says. It's Babylon's intel agencies, to update the phraseology. It's causing all these problems all over the world. I wouldn't want to be a CIA person. When the Lord gets hold of them, they're going to wish they'd never been born for what they have done all over the world. Habakkuk. And Habakkuk says, don't you think that all those nations you messed with are not going to come back and destroy you? They are. America is destroyed from coast to coast, north to south, east to west. Nothing's left, basically. We're done.
Hey, Stuart.
We're cooked. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, here's a headline, and it's kind of interesting. On America's Voice channel this morning, they were saying that basically Ahab and Jezebel were now in the White House. And that
yeah,
don't take a lot of imagination. But here's a headline I just thought you'd find interesting. It says, U.S. Biden administration punish Putin with damaging sanctions. expel 10 Russian diplomats for allegedly aiding Trump. And that's probably actually closer to the truth. That's Yahoo News put that out a little earlier.
Yeah. Do you have the executive order? Do you have it in front of you?
I do.
Yeah, why don't you read that?
Okay,
this is an executive, and
oddly enough, mainstream media and basically all television channels are not telling the American people that that Congress has been notified and that this emergency order has been instituted. They're not telling the people, but here it is. I'll read it. I've got it in front of me. Update. By the authority vested in me as president, by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, including the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, and I'm not going to insert all the U.S. codes in here, but they're in there, National Emergencies Act of the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1952, and United States Code, I, Joseph R. Biden, Jr., President of the United States of America, find that specified harmful foreign activities of the government of the Russian Federation, in particular, efforts to undermine the conduct of free and fair democratic elections and democratic institutions in the United States and its allies and partners to engage in and facilitate malicious cyber-enabled activities against the United States and its allies and partners to foster and use transnational corruption to influence foreign governments to pursue extraterritorial activities targeting dissidents or journalists to undermine security in countries and regions important to the United States national security and to violate well-established principles of international law, including respect for the territorial integrity of states, constitutes an unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security, the foreign policy, and the economy of the United States of America. I hereby declare a national emergency to deal with that threat. There you are.
Well, just about everything he cited in there is exactly what we do, but that's typical of the communists. You blame somebody else for what you're doing yourself. And the American people, of course, are, you know, here we go again. I mean, Russia, Russia, Russia.
And by the way,
go ahead.
By the way, there's some flash traffic, critical, urgent, that nobody's been told about. I'll go ahead and just read it off, get your opinion.
Yep.
You know, I can't vet it, but here you go. It says Russia has called on the U.S. ambassador in Moscow to suspend all NATO activities in Ukraine within 6 days. Otherwise, Russia will launch an attack on Ukraine. Biden has called for an emergency meeting of the United States Security Council. And says, take note, the six days aligns perfectly with Putin addressing his parliament on April the 21st. What do you think?
Yep. Well, tie that one into, here's a headline. Russian military vehicles with invasion stripes descend on Ukraine border. Now, for folks that are not familiar with this, invasion stripes are for identification. In other words, if you're in the air and you're a fighter pilot and you see a bunch of tanks and they have these stripes, they're friendlies. If they don't have the stripes, they're enemies. Same thing for all ground vehicles that they are going to be using. But listen to this one. More than 100,000 Russian troops in assault vehicles painted with invasion stripes were headed to Ukraine's border on Wednesday, intensifying fears of war between the neighboring nations. The advancing force, listen to this, 1,300 battle tanks, 3,700 drones, 1,300 artillery and mortar units, 380 multiple launch rocket systems, according to documents leaked to the Daily Mirror. Tensions between the countries have been escalating following Russia's annexation of Ukraine's Crimea territory. 2014, the citizens of Crimea voted overwhelmingly in a very honest and monitored election that they wanted to join Russia. Now, Our people over here said, well, that was a rigged election. Well, they ought to know all about rigged elections because they just rigged one. And now that's why we have this insane nincompoop we call President Biden, who can barely talk, running the country. And I don't see anybody saying anything about it. Anyway, to continue, Kiev has claimed 14,000 people have died in the ongoing conflict. And many fear that Russian President Vladimir Putin believes that the COVID-19 pandemic is the right time to attack and control large parts of the country. The appearance of painted stripes on Russian armored vehicles headed to the front reminded military experts of similar stripes on tanks used by the Soviet Army during the 1968 invasion of Czechoslovakia. So there they are. Stripes are used as a deterrent to friendly fire. then here's one. Remember our Navy was going to have some ships going in to the Sea of Azov in the Black Sea area? They blinked. Biden has called them off. I think they're scared of Russia. Russia's going to win this if we get into a conflict. What do you think, Larry? He says, we condemn, this is the Russian government, we condemn any pursuit of these sanctions that Biden has just done. We consider them totally illegal. Excuse me. What do you think?
Well, I think, you know, Crimea, and by the way, there's a new update just went up. Russian armor on the move on the Rostov on Don. Russian tanks and armored vehicles. Now, these are not on the move on trail car. Rail cars are being hauled by huge trucks. These are on the move on their own wheels. And
yes.
Interestingly, I believe that Rostov on the Don is near Crimea, which would mean that it's very possible this beginning of this thing may not actually be Donetsk and Luhansk. It may be actually Crimea.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll just have to wait and play it out. But can you, I believe what I'd read to you for the armor that was moving is in addition to what they already have there. And that means there's, it's unbelievable what they're amassing. And Putin, I think they've pushed his buttons too far. And now he's going to do something about it. And here's another one. China warns U.S. to stop playing with fire on Taiwan. China sends fighter jets and nuclear-capable bombers into the Taiwan air zone. This all sounds like the Armageddon Strip, Larry. War everywhere, like your friend said he saw.
Well, it actually does. And by the way, for people that's not paying attention, China just sent a force of 25 warplanes, you know, into Taiwan airspace,
yeah,
taunting the leadership there. It looks like, if you look at the timing, Stuart, it looks like all this is getting ready to kick off about the same time. And the irony of this is that America's been diminished to the point it's been proven we can't fight one regional war. We're not going to. Biden's, you know, to me, is either a fool or he's intentionally setting America up to be destroyed.
Well, I think he's deliberately doing it. I, you know, everybody said that Obama was a stupid fool. No, he wasn't. Obama's a very brilliant tactician. He was doing exactly what he was supposed to do. These guys are not stupid. They know exactly what they're doing. And it really gets me irritated when I watch on TV, well, you know, this was kind of a blunder, and they shouldn't have done that. No, none of that stuff is a blunder. All of the stuff that's happening is happening on purpose. Here's just a few of the headlines I collected. U.S. intelligence assessment moves China to the top of the threat list. Not interesting in view of what's going on in with Russia. Kissinger, endless U.S.-China contest risks catastrophic conflict. Well, they've already run scenarios, folks. Who would win a war with China? China wins. China's military, and that was done by the State Department, by the way. China's military to hold live-fire drills off Taiwan. China develops AI text sensor that silences all dangerous speech. Gee, I wonder who controls that. Identity and filter sensitive information from online news media. I mean, the censorship is horrible. Here's another headline. This goes with the jab. Moderna announced a third booster shot by the end of 2021. CEO, so that we can all return to normal life. Where did we hear that line before? Oh, yeah, you take the jab and you will be returning. Now Fauci comes on and says, well, that's not exactly correct. Reminds me of that movie, can't think of it, but Independence Day, remember, where they're arguing over whether there's a UFO base or a secret military base, and the guy tells the president, well, yeah, what you just heard, that what's not exactly true. Folks, we are being lied to repeatedly. You have one book only. It's the Holy Bible. I know most people don't read it, but they're going to be on their bellies. You're going to be on your bellies. And you're going to be screaming, why didn't I read? Why didn't I study? Why didn't I take the time? Yep, that's the way it goes. That's what apostasy does. And that's why you have this Baptist group now telling everybody, basically, take your jab. The churches are being traitors to their own people. Traitors to the Lord Jesus Christ. This is incredible what's going on. Pandemic acknowledges no religious exemptions, interfaith group warns state legislators. And it's a religious group that's doing it. Larry, what have you got else?
Well, I just wanted to mention this before we run out of time, as it's because it is reaching into mainstream media finally. And this is Koenig's News headline, Democrats demand liberal packing of Supreme Court and a repeal of the filibuster to jam through this immediate change. So when Biden claimed that he was going to set up a committee to study this, that was an absolute lie.
Yeah, they know exactly what they're doing. And they are liars, all of them. They don't have any bit of truth in them. They just don't know how to. They would stumble over the truth. Satan is a liar and a murderer from the beginning. You don't need any more information as to who's running this and why they do what they do. Here's another headline that's kind of interesting concerning Russia and Ukraine, and we'll get into all this on Friday if we're still around and they haven't nuked us. Russian gunboats head to the Black Sea to join military buildup near Ukraine. Russian Navy is sending 10 vessels, a mixture of landing craft and small gunboats, from the Caspian Sea flotilla to the Black Sea. Well, there you go, folks. We'll have a lot more for you on Friday, and if anything really breaks, well, today is Thursday, I guess, so tomorrow, hopefully. Anyway, Larry, final word.
Well, I would just tell people to, as all of this goes by, remember that Russia and especially China have weapons that can blind our satellites and shut down most of America's electricity and communications. I mean, this could happen at any time. You know, I know people think we're stretching it, but that it's real.
Yeah, it is real. Get thou into darkness. Get thou into silence, almighty Babylon. That's a blackout, probably EMP device, who knows. It's just amazing, and nothing on the news basically about any of this. There's some, but anyway, folks, I don't know what people want to make of all this, and possibly it's going to be stopped by the Lord. He can raise his hand and say, not yet, not quite yet. And there'll be another delay. Anyway, good night, everyone. Take care. Thanks, Larry.